that is great. The COVID virus will not stop us worshipping like this. As you know, we're going to have communion at the end of this service today, but we're going to start now with "There is no love like the love of Jesus." Let us come to the Lord in prayer. God, our Father, what a wonderful God you are. Oh, how much we love you, and yet we know that your love for us is far greater. We want to thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer. We want to thank you for the way you answer our prayers. And Lord, if only we trust your promises, we will find that you are there for us at all times. You are wonderful. You guide us. You comfort us. You heal us. You provide for us. What a wonderful God you are, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. Oh, and how we thank you for the way in which Jesus died in our place on the cross. Such a wonderful sacrifice, which gives to us forgiveness of sins and also eternal life, because you didn't just die, you rose again and defeated both sin and death. Oh, what a wonderful God you are, and we just want to worship you in sincerity and in the Spirit. Lord, we thank you. Amen.
From John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other.
We have just thanked God for his love, and now we are going to sing, "Here is love, vast as the ocean." Let us come to the Lord in prayers of intercession, praying for our world, praying for our community, praying for our families and friends, praying for ourselves. And remember this: if we come to the Lord in believing prayer, he will answer our prayers. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the world that you created. We pray for all who are in authority in any way in all the nations of this earth. Give to them, Lord, your wisdom. Give to them the desire to create harmony and peace in their countries. We pray for our own country. We pray for our government. We pray for all who serve in the Houses of Parliament and in the House of Lords. Lord, we realize that it's a very difficult time, and decisions are well needed, but not easy to come to. So, Lord, our leaders need your wisdom. They need your guidance, and they need, bless them, to seek to work together in harmony. We want peace. We want an end to this virus. Satan will be defeated when this virus has gone. We thank you for all the people that have had vaccinations. We thank you, Lord, for all the people who are feeling much better. Many people have been healed from the virus, but Lord, we pray continually for all that have it, that they might indeed recover. We thank you, Lord, for all the people that are working for our good. What a great job the NHS are doing. But Lord, it's much more than that. It's our doctors, our clinics, our nurses, all the people doing the vaccinations. Oh, and so much more. There are all the volunteers that are helping people in so many ways. We pray for the homeless, and we pray for those who are serving them. We pray for the unemployed, and we pray for those who are trying to help them in their particular situations. We thank you, Lord, for the police. We thank you for the way that they are protecting us, the way that they are encouraging people not to go from their own community to another community. Lord, we've got a lot to learn, but you know us. You know that we love you, and we ask that you would guide us, that you would pour your wisdom into our hearts and minds. And Lord, we pray that we might work towards a better time for our community. We pray for your church worldwide. We pray for the church in this country. We pray for the Willows. Oh Lord, what a wonderful thing it is to be part of the worshipping family of God. And we thank you. And Lord, we pray that you would be with us, that you would be with our families and friends, that you would be with our grandparents, that you would be with our sons and daughters, that you would be with our in-laws, that you would be with our friends, that you would be with all those that we have contact with. Lord, let us shine for you in this world. Let us shine for you through this difficult time. Let others see that you are still working. You are working in our lives. You are working in our communities. And Lord, we want everyone to know that you are there for us. You have promised that you will never leave or forsake us. And you promise so much more. And so with confidence, we now bring all of our prayers to you. The prayers that have been prayed out loud, and the prayers that each one of us have said in the quietness of the moment. Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come unto thee. For we ask our prayers in the wonderful and the loving name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. And now, thinking more about the love of Jesus, such love, pure as the whitest snow. That's what we now see. Today, as I expect you know, is what is called Valentine's Day. When we think about love, and you know, we as Christians, we have got the love of God. There is no greater love, is there? And so you won't be surprised to know that the title of the message today is about love. And the title, what John says about love. John 15:9-17 is the reading that we've already heard, and verses 12-13 say this: My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friend. and then 1 John 4 verses 9 and 10. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. 2 points today. 1. Love calls for obedience. God's promise is that he loves us all, but his promise requires that we too must love God. And therefore, if we love him, we must also obey him. The word love in Scripture is one that we must not treat its meaning in a limited way. The Greek word for love means love for a friend at the king's court. It describes the inner circle around a king or an emperor. Christian love is an act of the will. It means treating others like God treats us. So love calls for obedience. And then, 2, God is love. Yes, God is love. The greatest expression of God's love for us is in the death of his Son. Romans 5 verse 8. God demonstrates his love for us. In this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Because God is love, he communicates with us not only in words, but also in deeds. For example, the cross. And we must communicate with him not only in words, but also in deeds. True love is never static or inactive. God reveals his love to us in many ways. He has geared creation to meeting our needs. But as we have seen, the giving of his Son means doing away with sin and opening the gate to new life with Jesus. That ultimately means being with God, Father, Son, and Spirit, for eternity. By Jesus coming and dealing with sin, Jesus made this possible. You see, Jesus died that, 1, we might live through him. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. He also, we might live for him. We live through him, we might live for him. 2 Corinthians 5:15. He died for all those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. And again, he also died, he also died that we might live with him, live through him, live for him, and now he also died that we might live with him. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 9 and 10. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. We do not have to work or earn for our salvation. God is love, and therefore he wants to release us from the bondage that may easily ruin our lives. God is love, and therefore he wants to forgive and to save us. Scripture tells us to love each other and to forgive others' faults and to keep no record of wrongs. We are to forgive just as Jesus forgives us. So, God is love, and therefore we should love one another. It is important that Christian progress or maturity is there in our understanding of love. You see, to love someone as our duty is one thing, but to love out of appreciation is far better. In communion, we remember the Lord's death and we celebrate it. When our loved ones die, we feel the grief, but with Jesus it is different. For when we celebrate communion, we remember that Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." The deeper our understanding of the cross, the greater will be our love for Jesus and indeed for others. I want to read something which many of you will have heard before, but I don't make any excuses. Love. Love is inexhaustibly patient. Love anticipates the person's needs and meets them. Love doesn't mind when someone else has the limelight, the responsibilities, the popularity, or the privileges. Love is not anxious to impress. Love does not blow its own trumpet. Love is not aggressive but courteous. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is not touchy or easily rubbed up the wrong way. Love keeps no list of the faults and failings of others. Love doesn't gloat over the mistakes of others in order to put itself in a better light. Instead, it is glad when others are right. Love throws a cloak of silence over what is displeasing in other people. Love trusts that in everything God works for good. Love looks forward to the future glory promised by God. Love is not shaken, even by the worst of storms. Love is eternal. God bless you. Amen. And now, we're going to sing a hymn that means so much to me personally. What kind of love is this?
What kind of love is this that gave itself for me? I am the guilty one, yet I go free. What kind of love is this? A love I've never didn't even know his name. What kind of love is this? What kind of man is this that died in agony? had done no wrong, was crucified for me. What kind of man is this, who laid aside his throne, that I may know the love of God? What kind of man is this? By grace I have been saved. It is the gift of God. He destined me to be His son. Such is His love. No eye has ever. No ear has ever heard, nor has the heart of man conceived. What kind of love is this?
The invitation comes from Jesus. Come to the table because Jesus loves you and He died on the cross for you. Come and meet the risen Lord Jesus. Not only did He die, but He rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. Let us come and bring our concerns and our problems to Him and believe that He will deal with them. Come like the disciples, ready to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Come with thankful hearts. Come in humility and go in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank You. We thank You for the sacrifice that was made on the cross of Calvary. We thank You for the resurrection. We thank You that all who come to You in faith will one day be with You in glory. So as we take communion today, Lord, may we remember Your promises. And may we do what we do now in remembrance of You with true sincerity. We know that Jesus took the bread and He said, "Take the bread in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on Him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving." Let us eat. Jesus also took the cup and He said, The cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in memory of me. Let us all drink together. Let us pray. Let us go in peace, loving and serving our Lord. And may His blessing be with us now and forever. Amen. Now we're going to sing How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Wonderful, isn't it? This deep, this wonderful, this powerful, this sincere love that God has for us. And when we respond and come to Him in faith, then we have so much more offered to us, for we have a great, loving and deep relationship with our God. So, how deep the Father's love.
Should I?
paid my ransom. Your wounds have paid my ransom.
Let us pray. Lord our God, we rejoice in knowing you. And as we come to the end of our worship today, we know that you will be with us. We ask that you will be, that you will go with us, that we might really believe that you are with us. May we walk with you each and every step, and in each and every day. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us and all whom we love, with all whom we reach, both now and forevermore. Amen.